Welcome to a wonderful and mystical world, a type of place that can only perchance upon you in a wood-grained basement.
Oh.
Usually a carpet-dwelling environment. You know, musty ambiance, type of mystical wonder.
Oh, okay, I'm getting shag carpet.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. A card playing table
set
out in the middle of the room. Four people gathered around it.
Oh.
Stinky.
Oh.
You can smell the swamp that they're like venturing through.
Right? Oh, okay.
And you find yourself in the world of orcs and elves.
Whoa.
And we are but simple passerbyers of Pocket Casts, the podcast that delves into the world of Nintendo DS. My cleric, Edmund.
That's me.
And myself, the failed mage.
The failed mage?
Yeah, what you call a pocket. What's the actual word?
I don't actually know what we're talking about.
Now. Like someone that uses in Diablo, it would be someone that uses like a lot of herbs and shit.
Herbologist?
Is it that, or is it? I thought there was another word for it.
Plantmancy.
I like that.
I just came up with that.
The Plantmancer Fletcher.
Ooh, Plantmancer.
Yeah,
I actually fuck with that big time.
Yes.
I kind of want
fun.
Like I know
fun class.
Maybe
to
like
play.
A druid.
Probably a druid. Yeah.
Maybe.
Like a wood elf druid.
Yeah. But I would like I don't ever want to play a druid. I don't know why. Like druids are often also coupled with the idea of like being able to transform and, or take a like an animal form or some shit, which is cool. Mm. And I still just can't like I don't have the allure. Like I'm like, "Eh, all right. Plantmancy? I want to be a plantmancer."
Yeah.
Like that sounds that sounds like Pikmin, dude. Like, fuck. Take some of these fucking radishes,
Ents.
Man.
I'm picturing, like, you get really good at it. You've got an army of Ents at your fucking disposal that you can bring up from dead trees.
That's way more badass than
you know,
I
like, skeleton Ents, basically, because they're made from, like, dead logs and shit.
Oh, dude. My brain immediately went to, like, shadow or ghost Ents, but then you were like, skeleton Ents, and I'm like, oh. Hell yeah, dude.
Well, Ents are trees.
Yeah.
So.
They don't have bones.
Right, but a tree is, like, if an Ent from, like, Lord of the Rings were to die.
Yeah.
You imagine you would end up with probably a bunch of sticks and shit. Like, you
sure.
know, like, just dead logs.
Yeah.
So then the skeleton of the Ent.
Just reanimate
that. Boom. Yeah, so it's kind of like a skeleton.
That does sound
zombie
cool.
Ent. At your disposal.
That'd be terrifying.
Fucking, that'd be so sick.
Dude, that's some solo leveling shit. That shit. Oh,
this is, I want to take all the XP here.
This is my shit right here.
Boom. So what got us into this whole mystical realm, besides being moved into a new recording space.
Yeah.
In
the basement.
I love it. It fits the vibe.
It's I'm cold
all
as fuck.
About it. It is chilly. You were complaining about being too hot down here earlier.
Yeah, that changed pretty quick.
I wore shoes. I'm sorry for that, but I did.
No. Don't be sorry. That's totally acceptable.
I got my toes crossed right now to keep them warm.
Yeah, dude. I'm with you. I've got like little
we have
little,
a heated
little
blanket.
Talons,
we might
dude,
have to
just
grab
curled
later
in
and just like share it between us. Welcome to the Old Man Podcast. So we played Orcs and Elves. DS. Orcs and Elves started out as a mobile game. And when I say mobile, I mean like Java, probably, like is what it probably ran on. Because like, it was
probably.
Not, I don't think it was for an iPhone. Like, I think it was.
I'm sure it's got a port.
Maybe. But I'm just saying, I think original release is probably like some fancy Nokia or something, you know? Like,
yeah, dude, which is wild, dude.
The last years of cell phones before smartphones is what I think this game came out for.
I mean, truly, right? Like, right around that time?
And then it was such a positive response that they put it on the DS, and thank the gods.
Yeah, dude. A fire fucking game.
I'm truly, we had talked about it multiple times. It's come up in conversation. of a game that we wanted to play, we'd consider it, and something else would come up, you know, like, and like, or we'd just be like, no, I don't feel like playing that right now. I don't think either of us knew totally what this was, because I myself thought it was going to be not turn-based necessarily. I guess I don't know what I totally thought. I was expecting Daggerfall. Have you ever seen footage of Daggerfall? The game that came out before Morrowind. So you've got Arena, Daggerfall, Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim.
No.
So if you look that game up, you get a similar kind of feel of like first person dungeon crawling.
Mm-hmm.
It might be old enough that that's just the way the games were like functioning, where a swing is had to be a turn. You know, you didn't have the frames to have like a full combat scene going on, so it had to be slightly turn-based. Because this is a first-person turn-based dungeon crawler, but not like Darkspire that we played. It's not like a traditional RPG.
Yeah, because that you're just hitting A to swing your sword,
Takes a turn, and then it's almost strategy RPG in a sense.
To an extent.
Because of the grid that you're on.
Yeah, you're still moving like this grid
pattern. I didn't use the most strategy in that in the game.
You don't really. I didn't find that you truly had to. Like that, I feel like sometimes you'll come across a new version of an existing enemy, and it's like, oh, this thing is the same thing as that thing. It's a different color, and it looks a little cooler, and it fucks my face. And you're like, ah, okay. So like, I might burn a special potion or an item or something. I might whip out a little something extra to deal with this guy. Other than that, like mechanically, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
But it is fucking awesome.
It totally captures that one more turn.
Legit, yeah.
You like, know, like the you amount, like I'm, the I'm game done. I can any
fucking time.
But you're like, I gotta get. You know, just one more room. I'm almost the end of this. You just keep going and going. It's so addicting. I'm going to say right here, this reinvigorated love for DS games a little bit for me. It made me go, all right, I can't wait for the next game that we're playing.
Yeah, honestly. This like, was one this that was just like scratching all up. Of the sweet spots, dude.
So you are a... Does it ever say if you're a dwarf or what you are?
No, I think you're just a human.
I think it kind of implied you were a dwarf.
Oh,
but maybe I'm wrong. Because they don't welcome you in. They would welcome you in if you were a dwarf.
Yeah,
because
you're an outsider.
Because you're an outsider.
But yeah, I think you're just a human boy. Just
a human.
Well, I mean, like you're. I don't know. I got the impression we were young.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I thought we were not. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I thought I was like a seasoned fucking traveler. So what if it says
a lot about us.
And it says a lot about the game itself, too.
I'm almost scared, little
boy.
It
leaves a lot open for... Because so basically, you're playing this guy, and the person that does most of the narrating is your wand.
I think all of the narrating.
I think you have a couple comments, don't you?
No, I don't think your character ever has a single line.
Oh.
I think it's all like...
I thought you conversed with the wand at the beginning, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's just the wand talking to you. Oh. But I think it's still all just exposition from the perspective of literally anyone but you.
Got you.
Which is kind of a cool concept, right? It's almost like Zelda Link-ish.
Yeah, it is.
You know, like where you just have this completely silent.
Because like I said, it made room for us to have totally different characters built for this character.
Seriously,
like, I'm thinking Ranger. You know, I'm thinking like Aragorn. You know, is like who this guy is. Yeah. Like, I'm kind of thinking like
Summoned Kings,
because you kick fucking ass. There's no issues.
Yeah, you're out there putting the hurt on. Yeah,
it's a linear game, right? Like, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. Like, you just go.
Yeah, it's mildly puzzle. It does have some puzzles. It's mostly like, oh, gotta find a switch.
I gotta find a different way around this route.
Kill a bunch of things.
I gotta find secret passages.
You know? Yeah,
but yeah, no, I'd say it's pretty linear. The leveling up is super linear. You can't do anything
just
with
get
it.
XP.
You just get XP and you level up. And if you want, you can look at your stats and see what leveled up. But
yeah, but
you
it
don't
doesn't
like
really
it doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
like,
you're
not getting
level
better
up the
armor
way you're...
shit. You
get better armor.
You do actually.
You
get
cool
armor.
Weapons. And that's another part that felt very just like, I don't know, an experienced fighter to me. Was this guy just picked up anything? It was just like, okay, yeah, you know, totally. My hands are holding a fireball all of a sudden.
Yeah. Like, okay, yeah. I'm fucking here for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will say the different weapons and shit. And like, because it's wild, right? Because the animation that goes into like everything, because like your strike animations or when you use an ability or something, everything has like a little sequence.
Yeah.
And it happens during your turn, like when you execute it. But like they're clean and they're so cool and satisfying as fuck. And I'm like, I want that sword because I want to see what it looks like. And I want to fucking swing it around.
Swing it absolutely.
And then
yeah.
You get it and you're like, this is the fucking shit,
I feel
dude.
Like a god. Like you get that flaming sword and you just like go back into the dungeon. Because you're halfway through, right? You just beat the one level. You bring her the gem.
Yeah.
And then you get the flaming sword.
Flaming sword, dude. Yeah,
and you're just like, the next level you go into, nothing can fucking slow you down.
Annihilation, dude. Yeah. Nothing, yeah, dude.
It is the coolest, like, you know, the sword from the angels gets passed down. Now you've got, was it Gabriel's? No, that's who it is. Whatever fucking angel.
Yeah,
the
flaming sword. Yeah. Pretty sure it's Gabriel anyway.
I thought Gabriel was the music one.
Who fucking cares?
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucking fire, dude.
The and the writing was so fun and very Tolkien-esque.
Yeah, like, but it was like just immersive enough.
There's not too much. Nothing gets too wordy.
Yeah,
the dwarves. Because you're going into this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find the wand, or how does that happen?
I think don't you come in with the wand, but it's asleep, like a dormant.
Okay, and it awakens there. And so then you're tasked with, or you're going there already, I don't remember, to find...
Yeah, you have to meet with the king.
The dwarf king.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be going to see the dwarf king. And everyone is fucking dead.
Dude, there's massive spoiler inbound. And I don't think this would be a spoiler for you.
Okay, yeah.
There are no living dwarves in this game.
No, yeah, no, there are no dwarves. For a while...
Not a singular...
Are there elves?
Oh, the elves are all the big goblin dudes.
Those aren't the orcs.
Correct. They're elves.
The orcs were like just the big green dudes, right?
Yeah.
The very obvious ones.
Yeah.
I thought the not elves creatures, were maybe like, the like wizard dudes, but then when they attack you, they're called something else. And nothing that attacks you is called an elf yet. So in my brain, I was like, oh, the orcs and the dwarves and the elves have killed each other off. Like they are both dead. This is
I'm
some
pretty sure
weird
they're
aftermath.
Orcs. Or, I mean, fucking orcs.
A troll is not an elf. Troll does not an elf make.
No. that is correct. What were they then? Because I definitely spent most of the time thinking that those were the elves.
You thought the trolls were the elves?
I thought...
In what capacity of your brain do you go...
I don't know, dude. My reality is shattered.
Orcs and goblins, like, I understand the mix. I understand orcs and goblins. Sure, fine. Elves and trolls are not.
Well, I just... In my head... Okay, so...
Golems and trolls. Sure. Like, I get it. I get that.
hold on. Let me defend my logic here for a second. Because all of this logic was computed on a very tertiary stream of consciousness. Okay? This was not a present thought that I had. It was an underlying observation that was like, this is a fact about the perception. And that was that... Orcs and elves
are working together.
Good and evil.
No.
One side versus the other.
No.
Clearly, this game is presenting a conflict between two sides.
Getting into it, yes. That was my initial thought.
One side has dwarves. The other side has these fucking weirdos that look like they should be from, like, they look like they're from the forest, but these are hulked out fucking roided up, like, dickwads.
Orcs.
I guess... Well, I was like, but orcs are... But I was like, well, then who's the elves? Because elves and definitely 100,000% not dwarves.
Elves are the ones.
Therefore, my... elves has to be the other one.
See, I kind of had this thought. I kind of had this stream of thought. And then I stopped myself and said, but wait. No, because when I attack these people, the name of your enemy pops up.
Right.
On who is attacking you or who you're attacking, whatever. these are not elves. And
so about all was, of the I clear even, signs I even of looked what I thought
into,
was
I googled it a little bit. Like I think I just like I just was like looked up the synopsis of the game really yeah. quick. And it's and then also after that it says a lot of times in the story that the elves raided and they had no idea it was a surprise attack by the elves. These dark elves all raided them. And they were in working in team with the orcs.
Yeah.
Orcs and elves.
Yeah, it's just these are the bad guys.
But there's no, like, I have yet to, like, and you've beat it. I didn't beat it. I got, you said, like, 3/4 of the way there.
Dude, as we were talking about it, like, I started slowing down specifically because my brain was like, wait, I know how this game ends. And there's clearly an elf.
There's an elf. I'm sure there's an elf.
I was like, orcs and elves. Oh. And then I was like, I don't even want to say my thing out loud anymore because I know it's wrong. But yeah, that is how my brain just like consumed that information yeah, and made sense of it and spit yeah. the answer back out. And I was like, works. And then I never thought about it again.
Because I think I even had thought, I was like, are the elves the dwarves? Like, I had a similar, okay. like, I had I'm, a very I'm similar, I'm grateful like,
it wasn't me just being an absolute
Because
twit.
My brain does go, this and this means this versus this.
Right.
Right? But not the case. And now I, it's too early on to get into spoilers, right? So, but I've.
No, but we can go through it, because I do want to, I still want to, like, dissect this thing top to bottom.
So, your name is, like, L, right? E-L-L-E, and then
it's either
and then
that or
Ellis is the name of
I thought
the
it was
wand.
Eli and
Ellis, is that it? Because
it
your
be.
Names are like
so fucking similar. Yeah, yeah, it's stupid.
You had sent me this is sidetracking here. Mm. You had sent me a picture where you walk in.
Oh yeah.
And there's just like a room of fucking enemies.
Yeah.
I gotta
pull that up.
Very now. Much so reminded me of Half-Life 1 when you choose the bad ending, you know, and you get set in front of the whole army of whatever the fuck those things are called.
Yeah. There it is.
What level is that on?
So, do you this remember? Is, it's the second to last.
Second to last, okay. Because there is, I think, on Labyrinth, where you walk into a room, like, you just open a door, and then suddenly, and luckily, because of the way that you're set up, they have to come at you basically one at a time, because you open a door up. But there's got to be 30 at least,
dude.
Right?
That dude, yeah, you're sometimes you're just, like, just gate-checking a door. And then you just, you know, you clear all the visible enemies that you can see through the tiny corridor. And then I'll just sit there and swing my sword for like 15 turns.
Yeah.
Just to make sure if there was something else coming, around. It's going to come to me. Because
that is, the game is all turn-based. If the enemy's going to move, it's going to move, and that takes a turn.
Yeah.
And then you can swing, and then they can
Or like
move.
The little fucking genie really- dicks. Those
they,
fucking cocksuckers.
Around,
yeah, they'll like, they can move in a turn. And attack, and so they'll just like hit you with a ranged magic attack and then duck around the corner.
And then if you're fucking stupid like you and I, you really quickly are responding because your brain doesn't go, this game is turn based all the time. You know,
you're just
swinging
just
your sword at this fucking enemy, and they do that, and you swing, thus taking up your turn. They hit you and move again, and then you can't, you're like, where, you know, you move, you because you turning. Doesn't take up a turn.
Right. You can rotate
you
on
can
your
rotate
spot.
You can rotate your
yeah.
camera around, look around you. That doesn't take up a turn.
Right.
So but technically, just, yeah. anytime they move, you can then get a hit in. It shouldn't be a big deal.
It shouldn't be.
But you swing. You waste that turn every time.
Yeah.
Like, fucking genies,
oh,
dude.
They're such a fucking bastard to deal with.
The
and
gargoyles?
Like, oh. The gargoyles. Oh, did you get to that room with the gargoyles?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a crazy
fight.
It's a
nightmare, dude. Like, luckily, you just get that Medusa scroll, so you can turn some.
The Medusa scroll is fucking sick.
But it
also
doesn't
inconsistent.
Work. Yeah, and when it's working, like, it works so.
Dude, when it hits, dude,
like I had like yeah. five going. I was like, okay, this thing works every time. You know,
yeah.
it didn't even
dude,
cross my mind.
That's how
it
happened
didn't
to me
work.
At the beginning.
And
yeah.
you're low on health, and you use it, and it doesn't work, and you're just like. Oh,
excuse
fuck.
Me?
And you're surrounded yeah. by gargoyles. They all surround you. So if you yeah. you can potentially get hit four times in like one of your turns.
Yeah, dude, that shit is a bastard.
It is.
God. There are so many different things I just want to jump to. I don't want to deviate too much off point, but I like. I no, also want to like
let's go.
Rip into so some much. Other shit. Yeah. What one overall level design? Incredible.
Oh, this is Doom.
Yeah,
it's Doom. Made by the people that made Doom, right?
Yeah, it's Doom RPG.
It's software. It is Doom RPG, 100%. And yeah, the level design reminds me of Doom, but better. I think it's a better Doom layout. Because it doesn't feel tedious and lost. Like, it is, like, very easy to remember your way around. There's some backtracking, but it's not...
It's not often.
And it's not excessive. You get enemies thrown at you as you're backtracking, too. So it doesn't feel like a total waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun to get into combat.
Yeah, combat is just fun. It's like... I think I went for, like... Were there only 3 difficulties? I don't remember
even choosing the difficulty.
Maybe I didn't. Maybe that wasn't a thing. I thought there was something related to difficulty.
There could have been, but I don't recall that.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Actually, no, I know there was because at the end of the game, it flashes your overall stats, which is actually fucking sick. Oh, you know what? I actually took a picture of all of my stats because I wanted to tell you what they were. fucking hell yeah. So... difficulty normal.
Okay, I bet right. That's what I.
I'm sure.
I imagine did.
My score, arbitrary as fuck. I mean, I earned it, but like,
yeah, but 45,642.
Yeah,
but in reference to what?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Time 7.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was taking that long.
A lot more.
It feels quicker to me where I'm at right now. But this is a game where I'm playing it at work. It's been slow. It's been a really cold week, and so the bar has been just fucking just dead, right?
That's fair.
And so when it's slow, I have my phone has this back prop thing on it, right?
Oh, that's sick.
So I can put it on I have my bars like this, and then there's a drop down ledge on it.
Nice.
Like so. And so then you can just like pop it just perfectly right there. It just sits so nicely.
Hell yeah.
And I'm gaming and it doesn't look like I'm gaming at all.
do you have like a wireless controller?
No, but I mean I'm just like, it just looks like I'm just, I don't know, doing bars. It looks like I'm just being a boss.
That's so
I'm doing owner stuff.
Yeah, I'm just working
on shit. Yeah,
just working on shit here. Don't worry about it. That's so fucking funny. I love that, dude.
So it was just perfect for that. But when it was dead, I would find myself just get sucked into this fucking game. Like, I had, like, there are a lot of times back in the day, and I've said it on this podcast, where I have compared the DS to just a regular console.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you forget that you're playing, like, a handheld console game.
Yeah.
Because you get so fucking sucked into it that you're just like, this is one of my favorite games. Not just one of my favorite handheld games, but
this is just a great fucking game.
Yeah,
this one, 100%, forget the fact that you're playing a handheld. Like, I am sucked in, I am killing shit, and I am honestly, like, bricked up the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, I am just mano a mano this motherfucker, dude.
Yes.
And it is so much fun.
It is so fun. It is like a very zen type thing almost.
Yeah. You know, I really tried to, like, because it's at its heart, it's a dungeon crawler, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
This is you,
but it's the running easiest through levels, dungeon crawler.
And they're all dungeons. It's not really hard, and it feeds you shit.
Yes.
It's like hey.
It's so perfectly paced out, though.
It really
because
is.
Because whenever I'm in a big fight, getting near the end, I'm out of my large potions. Mm-hmm. I'm down to my health potions. I'm going to have to start drinking an ale or something. You know, like, things are getting limited near the end. And my, you know, because you have your sword, you always have, but you have a few powers. Your wand has powers and all that. You've got some crits, but they will drain some of your stuff. You know, there's a lot of ways to do it, but they just have everything put there. Just perfectly. It's just so geniusly.
Yeah, it's well. I agree. Very well paced.
Yeah.
And
then the hidden away areas.
Like, yeah, the little secrets. And
they give you some good fucking potions, some good rings, they make it worth it, and it's just satisfying. The moment you get that wall to like slide back or slide to the side, I'm like, it's like, found it.
Fuck,
and if
yeah,
it's your third one, you get that extra XP boost too.
Yeah, dude. Fucking,
I got an XP boost from that that gave me a level up.
That's a good and fucking that was just the nut greatest right feeling. There, dog. Holy shit,
yes,
dude.
Yes, yes.
Level it up from that? Holy fuck, that's amazing. I got my overall favorites for weapon, potion, and ring.
Okay.
Sword.
What? Which sword?
It doesn't specify, but I will tell you that I got all three.
Oh, you did?
Oh, I got the Vorpal sword, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that like 15,000 gold or something?
It was like 50,000. Yeah.
Did you let the... So...
She just gives it to you.
Okay. But the... There's a scene where when you're leaving, the rat dude comes dropping down into the jail, and she's and you have the option to let him out, and he'll lead you to some treasure. Did you let him out?
I did.
I did not.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I forgot that you have the choice there.
Yeah.
I honestly, with where it took me and what happened after, holy shit.
What?
I made the assumption that either option would have led you down this route one way or another.
So it may.
In some way, but if you said no?
No, yeah.
Did you end up going through, like, the tunnel system behind the lair?
No.
Holy fuck.
But, I will tell
you. Actually, I think that is how I got the Vorpal Sword.
Oh. So, did you ever get in trouble for that? Did that ever come back to bite you?
No.
Because the rat gets caught.
The rat does get caught. Oh, man, I'm trying to remember what happened, because I just remember having to follow him
and
through this area.
And she kills the rat, like, right in front of you, in mine. So, at one point, like, I've basically forgotten about this whole thing, because I couldn't find the switch to let him out. So, I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep going.
I
didn't
had
like
found
him.
It earlier,
I didn't
so
like
I knew
the vibe.
How to get over
I didn't like him. I didn't like, I don't like these fucking rats.
No, dude,
the,
I was
the,
super
the dragon
sketched.
I was afraid of. So I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Dude, honestly terrified
Whatever.
Of the dragon.
Yeah.
Can we break away from that and talk about the dragon real quick, dude?
Yes.
The dragon exists in like your little, like this is your recall point. This is where the portal room is that allows you to go between levels and shit.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's this dragon queen sitting on her horde. And you just know that you're not supposed to piss her off.
Dude,
she'll sell you items.
I was scared going to the dragon lair. I thought the dragon lair was going to be the end boss. Right?
I
thought it was laying it out
the
there on the map
not,
for you. Like, this is your like end goal. And then you're
she's
going there like right away.
Fucking, yeah,
like,
and I'm like,
dude, what are we doing?
Fuck,
what are we? She's right there. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't want to go in there. Like,
no.
Like, I'm kind of stressing those other dudes.
Everything I've been told about with dragons is we should not go talk to this dragon.
Right?
We should fucking avoid this at all costs.
Yeah, she's just a stern NPC.
Mm-hmm.
But they put a mood meter. It's the only time something like that's used in this game.
Yes.
Like an indicator that's on a sliding scale. And it's like red and an unhappy face. And then green and a happy face.
I kept her green.
I did too.
I kept that shit green.
Terrified. Like, because you could buy anything from her, but you can also barter the price.
Yeah.
Drastically.
Yeah. That will. I never did it too drastic.
I paid more than full price for everything.
Really?
100%.
I paid under full price. The whole time.
I was terrified,
and she was always stoked with some of my negotiations.
God, you know, that makes sense, right? Earlier we discussed kind of like the underlying identity that we each assigned our main character that doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Yours is like,
hey,
an adult.
Yeah.
I'm a badass. And I'm like, I'm a little boy.
I'm a scared little boy. Here's more than we...
Have a lot more. Have a 25% increase. Just because.
That's so funny. I didn't even think about the fact that you could give her more.
Oh, I did, because it goes just as far as you can barter below the full price cost, you can go above.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is there benefits from that, I wonder?
I think she, like, on the scale, it goes closer to the green smiley face.
But, I mean, mine stayed on the green smiley face, because I kept bringing those gems from the levels. The big ones that you get from killing the bosses. And that always kept her up there. Also, I didn't steal from her.
Oh, no. So I think.
So I bet that had a lot to do with it, too. Didn't steal her
sword.
So I was
trying to remember how it went down. And if I recall correctly, you end up killing the rat, or like you fuck it up and it keeps running off, but eventually it comes back in and she kills it. Because I feel like I remember watching her kill it too, but I was also fucking him up. But I think he drops whatever that gem was that he drops. And that became, like, she either gave it to me because of it, or she turned it into another one. I think it was another one, because I remember thinking, like, oh, glad I didn't buy the one that was in the shop, because that was expensive as fuck.
Yeah, I don't honestly know how, at least where I'm at right now, how you would accrue 50,000.
I wonder if it's possible.
It might not be. It might be one of those things where it's only possible to get that way. But I was not fucking with the dragon. I was not stealing.
No, I was. Yeah, I wasn't trying to do that.
I'm not doing any fucking.
My total gold, 20,788.
Yeah, so not even. Not even. Not even possible. Yeah. Yeah.
And I spent 16.8 of that.
Yeah, so. But I do. I wonder if it was 15 instead of 50. Because 15, you'd be able to do then.
No, because remember the elven armor? Did you ever see?
Yeah,
that
yeah,
in there?
I bought the elven armor.
Oh yeah, no,
you
I
can
did
negotiate
too.
Down on that one too a lot.
I did. That is the big thing that I bought. Maybe that one was.
There
15?
Is another armor that is a lot though. I recall dragon scale armor is the other one. Because that's the one above.
Oh,
it.
Oh, you're right. Because I did buy the elven armor, and it was
it works.
It must have been like 4K or 5K, maybe.
I think it was even less than that. Was it? I don't know.
It could have been. I don't remember. Either way, like the jump at some point somewhere in the prices for a big upgrade was like. Holy
I'm not
fuck.
Doing that.
Yeah, there's
yeah.
no way
no,
I can obtain
that. I'll just
that.
Buy more potions.
Yeah.
And you can negotiate down on those, too, because I'm not a scared little baby back bitch.
Dude, I was... Like, honestly, I kind of want to go back and actually just piss her off.
Yeah, right, see what how that
see
plays
out. See
what
the fuck happens, because yeah. that sounds interesting.
It'd be fun if you could fight her.
I was worried that my actions were going to fuck something up, because I killed a couple of her sheep. And I was like, fuck, dude. But now I'm thinking, like,
he stole from her and killed her sheep.
Well, I definitely, when I let the guy out, I was thinking, like, we were going to steal treasure, like, it was treasure from her.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
And I think ultimately that it was, but the way that like, that quest pans out is, like,
you don't actually steal anything, huh?
I don't think so. Or at least she thinks that I'm
helping.
Yeah, I think maybe him. there was a decision, like, talking to her after you can decide what to say. Because I remember her... Because
you still had to end up
it.
Fighting Flinch, is that what his name was? The big rat in the level that steals the wand?
Yeah, fuck that guy, dude. The white thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah. This, yeah, following the other rat that appears in the sheep pen, that one is similar because he just dips and
yeah.
you have to... Basically, you just then have to.
That's
play
what
the
holes
level.
Are for, right? Those are all giant rat holes that are in the.
Yeah,
that
will sometimes that spawn rats behind you.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's always
God,
a fun
stupid ass.
Scare the shit out of
yeah,
you.
That shit sucks. Like, yeah, you're just walking along, like you killed everybody already, and then all of a sudden there's a red indicator. And you're just like, I took damage. You're like, yeah. What? What?
I just
how do they make that so scary?
Did you play with sound on? The whole time.
Oh, yeah.
See, I did it. I played it with sound barely on, and then
dude, the sound
that works.
Incredible.
I'm playing music on my phone, and then playing the
yeah,
you know, the game as well. So
that's fair.
Couldn't do that.
Damn.
But
the sound was very delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was really good. Moody as fuck. It just like and the sound effects were honestly pretty good.
They match the crunch of the graphics.
Mm.
Like it
oh they definitely
there are
do.
Some games that definitely lean into the 64-bit crunch of the mm-hmm. DS.
Oh, it sounded
them,
really good. It was because it was still super clean. Like that's yeah. the greatest thing is like this game executes flawlessly for what it is, and it's just so enjoyable.
It's really surprising to me that this is like I guess I don't know I don't know id Software that well, but I'm surprised that there's not a continuation of, maybe not necessarily this series, but this style.
Oh, I would love that. That would be so fucking sick.
You know, like, because you could do all this just with more modern graphics. It'd be fun to see the ghost dudes that have the skeleton face that come out and like, ah.
Oh, yeah,
know,
and they give
you
the
like, stun you.
Fucking, all that massive, like, blanket debuff.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, but
yeah,
those dudes
fucking
are fucking cool
things.
And scary. I'd like to see a... spooky version, real version of that, you know, like a better ugh. Graphic version of that, some kind of update to that.
Yeah, that would be cool. This game, like the imagination behind this game, it's so simple, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's not mechanically doing a lot.
I bet there just... is on like I bet there's some like maybe not by the same company, but I bet there are spiritual successors like on the like iPhone or Android market. It'd be perfect for that.
Yeah, dude. Like if I had played this on my fucking phone at any point
in like 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This would have been I would have probably played through it numerous times.
Oh, this would have been yeah. This would be my go-to on road trips. Yeah. Like it'd be one that I'm kind of tired of it because I've played it five times, but I'm going to play it again.
I'm still going to fucking play it again.
Mm.
Yeah, especially with jealous. The presentation like, of different right. like, choice options that apparently seem to matter.
Yeah, and then you can do the hard mode, too, and see what that's all about.
Dude, I do want to do the hard mode. I will say, though, like you saw that screenshot that I took with yeah. all those enemies in the background. You 100% engage all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah. It's, the game does a
and
good
that's
job.
That's not the hardest part of that fight.
Every level, it seems like they throw a big mob, and every level the big mob gets bigger that they throw at you.
Dude, that one that came after that massive group fight was hard.
Yeah,
I was like, holy fuck, like...
When they throw in the slime guys that can turn corpses into... Or no. The yeah. slime guys can eat the corpses and regain health.
Yeah, if they're standing on the corpse, they can consume
and
it.
Then there's the ghost dudes that can reanimate... Like, he's a necromancer, basically, right?
Yeah,
like, he, like, raised a ghost version of the corpse.
Yeah.
So you, and it's so funny, because in the beginning game, I don't know what it is, but I have to clear all the corpses. If I see a corpse, I gotta chop it.
I always try.
That was already part of my
annihilate every corpse.
Yeah. Yes. So then when it came to that, it was like, okay, that's fine. But when you get into a room where you're standing there and they've got you blocked off at a door and you've just got piles of dead bodies in front of you, and then boom, shows up the spirit. You're like, motherfucker.
Fuck. Yeah, it'll stand behind a stack of three, and you're like, I will never have a turn to kill the bodies. Like,
yeah, this is,
and I'm gonna fight this dude, and he's gonna regen nine times. Like, just killed nine dudes. Like, okay,
sweet. Like, they're definitely, or the wizard dudes that they'll cast at you and then step to the side.
Yeah, those fucking genie fucks.
Those are my least favorite. No, because there's the ones most that hated. Will go around you. The like ghost genie dudes.
Oh, the I always thought of them as a berserker for some reason.
Sure,
but they'll take their attack ghost. And then they'll disappear.
Yeah, then they're on the other side of you. That's what I was talking about earlier. Is one of those.
Oh yeah, fuck those guys.
The wizard dudes. Those are just frustrating because they always
start mashing your attack, and then he's behind you, and then you attack the empty space.
That's what I was talking about.
100%.
But then the wizard dudes that I'm talking about now that you were talking about earlier.
Mm.
You like they shoot their fucking bolt at you. And then dip
and then
down.
Sidestep.
And so what you got to do is step forward, waste your turn. They step in and bolt you.
Yeah, either way, you're skipping a turn to
you're gonna
wait
get
for them
hit.
To step
you're
back.
Get hit.
Yeah.
I've been playing Minecraft a lot lately. They remind me of the Skeleton Archer dudes.
Dude, honestly, Skeletal Archers
the
is
worst,
one of the scariest
the
mobs
worst.
In
yeah.
Minecraft.
I would take anything over that, I think, right now.
Even an army of... No, like, well, maybe not. Oh. Not aggroed. They are Ents, right?
Never. No, I don't know.
What are they fucking called?
The big black guys.
Yeah.
Nevermen?
Endermen. Yeah. Ents, idiot.
Because you just don't look up there in the eyes, right? You just like look at the ground and you're fucking fine.
Yeah, just don't make eye contact with them or whatever. I would rather like have to navigate a room full of those guys, I think.
Than archers.
Than they are, like a bunch of archers.
Just because they get you some ridiculous fucking... distances.
Oh, it's always when you're like on a ledge somewhere and like
yeah,
hits
just
you with
knocks
the
you down
like,
and then there's a zombie on your fucking ass.
Yeah. Ping pong.
Before
your ass
we will dig into that in a little bit. We will keep talking about orcs and elves. Because that is it. I want to talk to you about Minecraft because I feel like you've got a lot more experience than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do I have played a lot of Minecraft. It's a good game. Not as much as some.
Orcs and elves though.
Also a great game.
So we've talked enough now. I want to get into spoilers here.
Ooh.
If you don't want to get into spoilers, just fast forward and good luck. We don't market or anything.
Yeah.
So just hang tight and plug your ears. my theory.
Okay, let's have it.
Now I know it's wrong from what you said earlier.
Oh, damn. Yeah, okay.
I thought that what was going to happen was that you were the king.
Oh.
And, like, you had, like, either memory loss or you're a ghost or, like, you know, you're going through basically making it so that you and your other dwarves can now, like, go pass on now that you've finished your business.
Gotcha. And
reclaimed your area.
Okay, I could see that would make sense.
Now I know that's not the case because you said, well, I think you're just a kid.
Oh.
So well, yeah, that, I guess I don't like, even oh, know. So I guess you're not. So if you're not, if you know that you're not human and you've beat the, if you know that you're not a dwarf and you've beat the game, then I know that my theory is wrong.
The only reason I thought of like kid or at least a younger guy,
sure,
was because you're mentioned to be the son of other guy.
I just thought that's how.
And so I just in my head I'm like son younger.
We're just about done with Two Towers, right? Mm. We've kind of slowed down on reading it. We kind of Tolkien burnt ourselves a bit, I think.
Oh shit, yeah.
But that's how they say things all the time when they introduce people, like Thoron, son of Thror.
Yeah,
like that's just how everyone presents themselves.
Yeah, everyone
like
is
like
son
of,
or,
yeah,
yeah,
or
daughter, or
like
whatever.
That's
yeah.
How they always do it. So 100%. I just figured it was just that's once again why it gave me like, oh, you're like an adventurer of somewhat of importance because if I throw my father's name in there,
yeah,
you know who that is, like it means something a little bit.
No, that totally makes sense. That's so funny. Like our totally unique interpretation of this unexplained character, really.
Yeah.
Like, just
also, so I'm reading that, and then on the side, I have a podcast I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm being featured. I'm doing an episode on. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine has a book podcast, and so we're going to do an episode in the bar and. You know, promote the bar and do the book because she does like a book for every episode, right?
That's fucking cool.
It's called How Green Was My Valley. It's like
you did tell me about that.
But like, I think it takes place in like late 1800s or something. Mm-hmm. It's like coal mining times in England. So the form of speech used between Tolkien and that. And then playing this game, it was just like, oh, this is just like what I've been reading. You know, this is just how things are written.
Yeah,
I don't even know this.
That's
like,
so funny.
Son of blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, it just went right over my head of like, oh, yeah, that's how you introduce yourself. Like,
yeah,
son
of son
of Paul. You
yeah.
Know?
That's right. This is Ed, son of Ed. Stupid. That's great.
My dad has been doing ancestry stuff.
Oh, shit.
To tell you about this.
Huh.
So. He's talking about how when you get to a certain point in last names, they're kind of funny, bogus things. So on my dad's mom's side, Hansen, uh-huh. Right? Well, that just means that person's father's. So George Hansen.
Yeah. It's just Han's son.
He's Han's son.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at that point, like last names are really like,
well,
there's
okay,
a lot of
Hansens
around because
goes.
Hans was a really fucking common name.
Dude, there's so many names like that. You're just like,
oh,
well,
Johnson.
Only, yeah.
You know, that's why there's so many Johnsons around.
Any Insons.
Yeah.
Like pretty much or whatever, you know, like, yeah.
It's like, son of a bitch. That's fucking hilarious.
According to my mom's mom, I think it was her anyway. I'm supposed to be a semi-direct descendant of Sacagawea.
I also had heard a similar thing in my family line. So I think that's something that all of our families.
I also.
Because I've
I'm
also
like,
heard of other people saying that aren't
yeah,
you.
Dude.
And
it was
like,
real for me
huh.
Up until like a certain point when I also heard other people say that. And I'm like.
My family is kind of full of shit.
Yeah, I was like, I don't trust pretty much anything
like,
anyone in my family tells
I think
me
people here. Think that because, at least for my family, they always say that because Bobian is one of our, like, family. It's, like, not even that far. It's, like, my great-grandma's last name.
What was that name?
M. Bobian.
M. Bobian?
No, Bobian. I just
Bobian.
It was Bobian.
B-O-B-I-A-N?
I think so.
Holy shit.
So, Bobian was the fur trader, the French fur trader that was a real piece of shit. On the Lewis and Clark expedition that married
mm-hmm.
Sacagawea. And that's where the bloodline starts.
I mean, who knows, man? Maybe they were popping out kids
that.
All the way across
the
Louisiana Purchase. Like, who knows, man?
Yeah.
Maybe we all are
yeah.
Sacagawea's children.
Maybe that's some just dumb fucking quote that we're all Sacagaweas children, and that's what they're saying.
Are you a direct descendant of Sacagawea? Leave us a comment and tell us why.
Yeah, please do. Did you experience this white lie?
Yeah, dude, that's so fucking funny. Who? How is that? I don't know. Who? Why is anything anything?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Most of my life is a lie. I'm two shakes away from being one myself.
Two shakes away from being alive. It's a good song name.
I'd listen to it.
Be your life story.
Pretty much.
You're a fucking fake. A phony.
Fake ass bitch. Fake ass phony.
Can we... I want to sidetrack another thing. Oh, no, 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 no. We are doing spoilers. I want to do spoilers.
I was going to say, we are doing spoilers. All right, all right. So... You want it? You want
just
it all?
Give it to me.
Okay, fuck yeah. So, all right, so... There's that huge ass fight from the screenshot that I showed you, and it is that's the first big one.
Okay.
Otherwise, like, did you find that room with like all the chests? There's like the epic chests.
Yes.
And then,
yeah.
Yeah. You grab one, and then all the chests become mimics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another big one.
That one sucks.
There's also the room in the labyrinth that I was talking about, where there's like 30 guys in there.
Yeah. You can. Yeah. If you just stay at the door though, you can feed all those guys. Yeah, it's still a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But you're like,
it's just time consuming.
Not really in danger.
No. Yeah. Not like walking into a room like that where you're like, oh, I am in danger.
This is troublesome. Yeah. Okay. So there's a few of those, right? But that room in particular, you fight all these dudes, and it's a lot of fucking dudes. And then, like, you fight the boss, and he's a bitch. And then you fight a lot more dudes again. And then you fight the actual boss. And have you had to fight the big trolls with the clubs?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll, like, take a stand like next turn, they're going to do a slam. Yeah. And that thing kind of fucks you up.
Yeah, that's when I use the dragon's breath or the, like, lightning bolt, I think it is, or the fire.
Yeah, any of your magic spells.
Yeah, magic works, right? Yeah.
I didn't really use any of the magic.
Oh, I was very much hopping between weapons.
I should have been. I should have.
Because, like I said, it feeds you the perfect amount of like ammo and everything at the beginning. Like, because you can go recharge everything at the crystal in the dragon's lair.
Oh, I forgot that also recharges your your wand
your
charge.
Yeah. Well, besides, you know, dragon eggs you have to pay for and like the charge.
Yeah, any of the consumables, which is unfortunate.
Anywho.
Yeah, so that dude, the boss, the big boss,
is
one of those, like, no, he's just another minion, but he's one of those big trolls with the clubs, but he's a bigger version of that.
Oh, okay.
He's a boss version of those.
Yeah.
And he matches haste. So if you drink a haste potion, which will give you 2 turns per action, he just matches it.
Oh.
And so while any of the other mobs that are still swarming you, mind you, they are still stuck to the, you know, to waiting for your turn. But other than that, you're just still matching turns with the big guy.
So you're just using haste just to take him out, and then you're going to take out the small crowd? Is
he
that the strategy?
Also has a shield.
Damn. Like, this game pretty easy.
So you can't really damage him. Like, you have to figure out, like, what the trick is to damage him.
Does it switch? Does it, like, you need this magic and then you need this kind of magic?
No, it's pretty static, but ultimately, you have to, like, stun him in some way. So if you can use, there's a stun spell that you eventually learn. You can use that. If you successfully hit him with the Medusa Scroll, that will also work. Although, it only works for, like, 2 turns. So, like, other enemies, it might last, like, 5 or 6 turns,
right,
which is fucking awesome.
It's nice.
For him, though, not so much. And basically, your next... actually, I think the reason it doesn't work is because you want to attack him, because that's when you actually do damage to his health.
Right.
Other than that, like, you're just missing or just hitting him for, like, 2s. It does not tell you that. There are no hints to that.
Yeah,
so,
there's no hints really to much in the game. Like,
yeah.
It does tell you about the magic for your ghost enemies and things like that, I guess.
Yeah, but it does. There is a bit of like a damage hierarchy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want to hit some enemies with one type or whatever magic versus
But it's
attack.
Not the most explained deal.
No, they touch on it like very briefly and then it's never really mentioned again.
Yeah.
But it definitely works. Like, those ghost dudes that scream in your face, hit those motherfucker with a wand, dude.
Yeah, it's one hit.
Yeah, dude, you just smack those dudes into oblivion. It's interesting, though, because I assumed, like, when you get the greater upgrades of a particular weapon, like sword to flaming sword to vorpal sword, I assumed it replaces those items. And it does for the regular sword up to the flaming sword. The flaming sword is just your regular sword. Right. But when you get the vorpal sword, you have both the flaming sword and the vorpal sword.
Oh.
Which is actually dope, because you come across like some monsters like in the last dungeon or two where, like, because the vorpal sword fucks everything, but it's a magic attack.
Yeah.
And so then you come across like these wraiths that are like magic resistant as fuck. And it just like one damage. And they're like, oh, well, fuck me. Yeah. So you gotta hit switch to the flaming sword and fuck them up. But
who's the elf?
The elf is like a priestess elf witch.
That's just summoning mage thing.
And she's just fucking shit up. She is there for the crystal, the big crystal. She wants the big crystal. It's gonna fuck shit up, and she's there to take it. And so the final like fight is in the crystal room, and it's floating there in the middle and doing shit like. And then it's her and an infinite amount of summons.
Right.
And it is, she like, it was hard. And she is agile as fuck. And she doesn't want to come in close to engage. So she tries to keep her distance. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You
got to be kind of strategic about your walking moves.
That is probably the most, I mean, that one and the big ogre fight that I was talking about. Like, right. Those two were easily the most strat requiring situations. But they were fun.
Yeah.
And I finished with no deaths.
Yeah, I haven't had a death yet.
Yeah. It's like, don't get me wrong, there were a couple of times where I didn't realize I chanced it because like my haste potion wore off and I didn't realize it. And so that's scary. But
it's like low health and then you get hit three times. You're like, because you can take low health. I can definitely take a hit. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but. Not more than one. More than one. Yeah. Like, that's,
you get like,
risky.
I'm like, ooh, if more than one guy crits,
I'm, and I'm at the I'm point, too, where it's like, I haven't died. What happens when I die?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to, like, I want to know. Like, what happens when I die, dude? Yeah. I don't know.
No.
You can speculate, but I'm like, I don't know. Fucking
no idea. It's a totally start over. It deletes your save.
Yeah, I will say, like, when the game ends, like, you kill the bad bitch, shit's over. One, she has two stages.
Oh.
That was a bummer. I was like, because like after a certain point, dude, you're ripping potions non-fucking-stop.
Right.
Like, it is, because like for the first half of the game, at least.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm like, you know, I'll use a potion here and there, but like I can, like I'm finding meat on the ground and shit.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
I'm not really worried about health too much. Like,
yeah.
I'm just being smart. The occasional pot here and there. I mean, like I'm not usually ripping through them to clear a room maybe. After a certain point, I'm like, I just drank 15 large health potions.
Yeah.
Ooh. That is probably, I spent most of my money on like the elven armor upgrade and then the rest of it pretty much
large
on
potions.
Like large potions.
Me too. That's large potions is where I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I don't want to buy anything else except for large potions.
Yeah. And like I did, so I definitely used haste a lot.
So I never used
it. Oh, dude. The haste. Two turns per turn, or two like actions per turn, right? And then like there was the like the troll's blood potion, I think. But you regen like 5 HP per round.
And does it make you stronger
turn.
Too?
Yeah, I think it might actually. Yeah, I think it does improve your strength too.
Yeah.
And then those fucking the kegs.
Yeah, the
of like ale and shit.
Which
like,
it makes your accuracy less.
A lot less.
But it seemed like if you waited to swing at the right time, it worked. That's what I had picked up. And I found this out when I was drunk and put in a... I wasn't drunk. My character was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
My character is drunk and put in a... So when you get drunk in the game, your camera's going...
Your screen is
swaying
all
around.
Over the place.
And so when you go to put the code in to get through the door, because that's the whole pass key for the whole game, is that you're tracking down dwarves, do things for the dwarves. They'll give you codes. You get the codes. You go through the doors to get... further into the level, rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm putting that code into the door, though, and you have to push, you know, the right
button. Yeah, you have to put the
right
code
right,
button in the sequence.
I was pushing the wrong one. Like, I hit the right button.
Uh-huh.
I hit A, where, like, I hit, you know, but because of where I was at, it put the wrong, because my camera was focused on the bottom left instead of like up in the center.
Oh.
So I pushed the wrong button in. And that's when it seemed like I was able to use that in combat of when you were swaying, when you swayed up to them being like in your focus and swung, you would hit them. But if you're swayed going down and swing, oh, that's when you would miss. I could be wrong. But that's kind of what
I mean, that's a cool concept because yeah. I never even gave that any thought. That was, I just was because like,
I use the ales and then I don't have too many misses like that.
Oh, shit. I would just like drink two dwarven ales
and then stack them.
And then, oh, dude, yeah, you can stack
them. I know you can because you have the one ghost that's making you stack them.
Yeah, he does make you drink a shitload.
The times that I would stack them, I would do it on accident because I think I'd backed out of the thing already.
My one gripe about the game is literally navigating the menu specifically when you're trying to drink a potion.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not bad. The menu is really cool. It's something we should definitely talk about because your top screen is where all your action is at and your bottom screen is where your menu is. To access stuff on your menu, it doesn't tell you this. Your menu is, the bottom screen is a picture of you looking down at your waist, where your belt is at, that has all of your gear. You've got your sword, you've got your loop of
it's
rings.
It is really
cool.
You've got
a thing that carries your drink holder. Like it's just like all this stuff. And each one of those you click on, and it opens up a different portion of the menu. Yeah. It's a really cool idea. But yeah, when it comes to potions, or when it comes to like, you have to really pay attention to make sure that you've backed out of the menu. Otherwise, you will accidentally use a consumable that you yeah. don't mean to.
That shit is... This shit's pretty annoying, because it definitely happened to me a handful of times.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck,
no,
that's...
wasted.
No, what I fucking want to do.
Three fucking kegs of beer.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, and then you're just fucking trounced. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, yeah, the amount of debuff, because it's like 10 or 15 accuracy per. And that shit... Like, that hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I stood there because I did that at one point and then got into a big fight. And I just traded, like, I was regenerating health and all of this. And, like, I was like, if I can hit this guy one time, he will be dead.
Yeah, because you also have the buff that adds on to your strength.
Yeah. You get stupid strong and you can output some fucking hurt.
Yeah.
If you can hit.
If.
Yeah. I loved that about. The like drinking alcohol, like,
yeah,
because like a lot of games do that, but it's not that punishing. No, like, and you want to get wasted,
it doesn't. Most other games don't put you in situations where like you might be out of potions and you need to use the booze, you know, because yeah. that's where I used it. Where it was like, fuck, I'm going up against like this, you know, all the gargoyles. It's like I could use a boost, but I've already used my troll's blood, I've already used like anything that gives me like a buff,
yeah.
I'm like. Yeah, so you ended up using the keg when you didn't really want to be drunk, but had to be drunk.
I have done
I
that,
like that
yeah.
concept. That is
pretty nice.
Way to use that, like, where you have to.
You have to. Now
you
you're kind of flying by the seat of your pants. Yeah. Like, you can tank
nice.
It now.
We gave it to you nice, right? We brought one enemy, and we made you drink the keg, and we put one enemy in it, and now you're, like, four levels later, and you've totally forgot about drinking kegs with the ghost, but he does show up again.
He shows up a couple of times.
That's the funniest fucking thing to me. He is the coolest, funniest character.
Yeah.
Because there's these dwarf ghosts all around their place.
Yeah, because they've all been slaughtered.
And this dude is just like, let me, he's the way they type it all out, like he's just drunk.
Yeah, all of the font, it looks like RuneScape text.
It's like, all like wobbly.
It's all wavy and shit, yeah. yeah. And I'm like, this is
he's like hiccuping.
Awesome. Yeah, dude.
And you're in this like... The first time you run into him again, I think you've just gotten done with like a decent fight and you're in like just the depths of this place, right? And
yeah.
he just shows up and he's like, you're like, what are you doing here? And he's like, fucking my other kegs are down here too, man. Let's,
like,
let's have a drink.
Dude.
And you're like, well, I need the code for this room and not until you have a drink with me.
Yeah. And not just one. You have to pound like
yeah, pound
two or three.
I know you're in the middle of a fight, but...
Yeah, yeah. I need you to get hammered with me right
yeah.
now. Otherwise, I'm not giving you the fucking
yeah,
code.
I'm lonely,
you're like,
man.
Five. And then you're like, well, I can pound out like 30 turns to like wear off the effects of these keg. Like, god
yeah.
damn it. Dude, it's so good. Some
the
more
king
spoilers.
Is dead, right?
Yeah, you do meet the king though, finally, but it is at the very fucking end. I think it's even only during the cutscene accessible after you beat the boss. And that's it. And that is probably my only other gripe, right? First gripe, definitely the menu trying to do
yeah.
potions and shit. But the game ends, like, you start the final, like, you're at the final boss, you beat the boss, cutscene, game over, menu. Or you can keep playing, and I actually don't know where, because I told it not to, because I wanted to see what the options were.
Yeah.
It just loads you back in at, like, the start of that level.
It's,
and I think it is in a cleared state. Maybe, I don't fucking know.
Oh, so you could backtrack then, maybe?
You can backtrack through all the levels, looking for secrets and stuff like that, or if there are any leftover enemies, kill them all, because you can kill them all on each level, but...
And you get a boost for each one that you... like. Because if you find all the treasures, all the hidden things, you get a XP boost. And if you kill all the enemies on a level, you get an XP boost.
That's always nice, dude. There have been some levels where, like, it's like, you killed all the enemies. And I'm like, I did? Oh. I feel like I still have a lot of dungeon to clear. Like, okay, cool.
Sweet, sweet.
Bet. All right, yeah. You end up finding... you end up having to obtain the Dwarven King's hammer.
Oh.
And it is a giant dope ass looking sledgehammer. But it is the, like, the twin item to your wand, your talking wand. And so your father and the Dwarven King were fucking homies, and, like, they saved the world back in the day. And so, like, you have to reunite them both in order to take on the evil, you know, elven bitch.
Right.
And so they both have a special ability. Your wand, right? It's just magical. And
but it also has that crit attack.
It, like, does crits, and you can do cast spells and shit, right? But it'll deplete, like, the your meter or count or whatever. But it does recharge. The hammer and the fucking wand share that meter together. And the hammer's special ability, other than it will just provide knockback, like... it hits hard as fuck, and it provides knockback, which is sick.
Yeah.
But if you're surrounded by more than one enemy, then the hammer, like, quivers, and then your regular, you just attack, and it swings in a circle, and it hits all of them, and anyone available to knock back will.
That's sick.
It is incredible. But it also, like...
drains.
You get, like, four, maybe five of those hits back-to-back, and like, you're drained. Yeah. So, but, like, dude, it fucks shit up. And it ends up being, like, part of the mechanics of, like, the final boss fight and stuff.
Right, yeah.
It's cool. It's that cool. The items in this game are fucking cool.
Room for a sequel, dude. Where now you...
so much room.
You end up giving... you gotta find the son of the dwarf and give him the...
dude, anything, dude. Honestly, just... yeah, just make more.
More of this. Yeah, more of this is great. I love this. This is a great game.
It had everything. The constant progression and scaling, which just made me feel successful and powerful. And
perfect pickup and play.
Yeah. It was just constantly engaging.
Pickup and play.
Yeah, literally being, like, you can save in between any action at any point. Like, your only exceptions would be waiting through the cutscene of the start of a level. Or, like, the end of one. And by cutscene, I mean, like, the screens that show you what is happening. That's
like, yeah, they are just, like, it's not even, like, you can just click past them. Yeah.
Yeah. That was so convenient. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Can't recommend it to anybody else enough.
What are we going to play next?
I have no fucking clue.
I
didn't think about it even a little bit.
I didn't either. I was so immersed in this game. I was not even thinking about... what we were doing next.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about the fucking podcast. You know?
Same. I just wanted to... yeah, I just wanted to play the
play
game.
Play it, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
So, before we get into that, I want to ask. Nope, I think it's gone. Oh, yes. I want you to look something up for me.
Okay.
Look up... I don't know how you're going to look this up.
I'm going to look it up on my phone.
Okay. The pH level...
what?
Of digestible food. Like, of, like, easily digestible food. Let's say oats. What's the pH level of oats? That's got to be a pretty good base level, right? For, like, something
non-acidic. I don't fucking know. The pH level of raw or cooked rolled oats is around 5.95.
Okay. Look up the pH level of a meat lover's pizza.
Okay. It's typically around neutral. the pH of 7? Hold on, that's an AI generated result.
So is neutral bad? Zero bad? Is that?
Dude, I have no fucking idea. Is there information that you are?
I'm just curious because I had a veggie pizza last night.
Okay.
And it gave me terrible heartburn. Now, mind you, I had like.
Is that what impacts heartburn? Is pH?
I mean, acidic levels affect your.
That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely, totally.
I would assume that.
So then I'm just thinking, if I had a veggie pizza that gives me heartburn, I can only imagine then what the pH level of a fucking meat lover's pizza is. Like, it's got to be astronomical.
Like, yeah, with all, like, the greasy meats and shit.
The amount of salt and grease. Yeah, like, how acidic that's got to be. Like, it's got to be.
I can tell you that when I eat pizza, I get sick.
Yeah, and you like meat lovers, don't you?
I'm actually more like a chicken pizza guy.
Okay, see, and I like a veggie pizza, obviously.
Don't get me wrong, I say that, but like we mostly eat like pepperoni.
Yeah.
Like a pepperoni pie.
Yeah, I like the veggie. I've always
liked. Fun fact, I have ordered 3 pizzas in the last 72 hours.
Really?
That's a fun story.
I ordered pizza last night because I once every few weeks at the bar, I will order a pizza down for myself.
Hell yeah.
It's the easy way to have dinner, you know?
Domino's? Pizza Hut.
Domino's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
Traders, yeah.
Dude, fuck. I'm sorry. Fuck you, Pizza Hut.
Dude, pizza's terrible. It's bad. It's always so been bad. When we worked there, it was fucking bad. I think it's always been bad.
The only Pizza Hut pizzas I liked were the ones that I made for myself when I worked there.
Even then, though, you're using the most frozen dough that's sprayed with...
Way too much fucking oil, dude.
It's insanity.
That's unreal. It's like it does not too
you
need to be
not
covered
work there
in
and
oil.
Not feel greasy.
Yeah.
You just always felt like your uniform and everything about you just felt like so oily.
Disgusting, dude.
Yes.
The right amount of oil, which is far less than you're supposed to put in there, and it's a beautiful thing. Like, it's still not great, but it's not... It's palatable.
Yeah. So when Domino's came into town, I was pretty fucking stoked about that.
And I fuck with Domino's heavy, and they have incredibly good... It's affordable.
Yeah.
Like, Pizza Hut is... ungodly expensive.
Really?
For nothing.
I thought it was cheaper than Domino's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you get at Domino's?
I just paid $20 for a medium pizza because $15 for delivery. I mean, $5 for delivery, $10 for the pizza, and $5 for a tip.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
You know, $20 for a Zaw is
what's a medium delivery for fucking Pizza Hut go for?
I don't know. I guess I've ever just ordered one pizza from Pizza Hut.
That's funny. Really? Just one?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Like, wow. I've ordered, like, multiple things. Like, the only time I ate at Pizza Hut...
Oh, the only time
I really...
you've ever ordered just one pizza.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I've ordered pizzas. Don't get me wrong. But just
like
one? A singular pizza?
Singular one...
This is like this was a first time for me ever, I think.
Yeah, no, that's not a,
that.
Yeah, dude, we're in our sides years. Like we're adults, we're established, we're not homeless anymore, we're not begging on the streets. Like we're grown ass men. We're getting more than just one medium pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
true
me,
that.
Though. Not
true sense of success.
If I'm working though, fuck it.
No, that's perfect. Yeah.
Grab
a slice here.
We gotta figure out what game we're gonna play.
Yeah.
Found my DS again, which I'm very happy about.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah, I gotta stop losing that thing.
Dude, I don't know why they're so easy to lose.
Mine's black. That's part of it.
That is part of it.
Like, that doesn't help at all.
Dude,
they're so sleek.
The amount of fucking shit that I own? How and when, brother?
It's accumulated.
I had literally nothing.
10 years ago?
10 years ago?
That's
a
long time.
It's a long time, but like...
It's a generation.
How do I have this
That's a
much
generation.
Bullshit? That's a generation.
That's a long time.
Is that really...
You
want to
know something weird? Huh. Here's a little old man podcast for you. Or guys pretending. Guys pretending to be old.
True. Okay? Guys with gripes like we're old.
Yeah. There's a 21-year-old in the bar last night that was one of my sister's fourth grade students that was in the class back when I would like go in...
Yeah.
Randomly. That was not that long ago. Like, it doesn't feel like. And But it's just weird to know that a child, a fourth grader that my sister taught, is of drinking age.
Yeah.
It is a weird. That's a weird one. But also not that weird, I guess, because you're like, well, you're probably like, what, 10 when you're in fourth grade? I don't fucking know. I don't know what.
Dude, I can't. I can't match ages to, like, unless you get up to like a junior, and then I'd be like,
yeah, you fucking creep. That's
no.
What you
I'm
know.
Just saying, like, I can work the math to go from like, okay, like a senior is 18,
right?
Yeah, so and then like okay, junior would probably be like 16, almost 17 or 17,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Beyond that, I'm like, I'm not working that math out. Fuck off.
I think I can kind of do it sometimes because first grade is also when Pokemon came out, so I think I was 8.
Like, that's fair. Every now and again, I'll remember something about a year where I was in that grade, and I'd be like, oh, I'm pretty sure I was this. But it is...
Oh, but all memories are so made up.
Yeah, subjective,
right?
As fuck. It's my life. I don't remember.
There are memories that I try to... Like, I recall. I'm recalling a conversation, playing video games with Sneech, right? And I can picture it happening... when my parents lived on Craig Avenue in that computer room. But I know for a fact that's not true because I didn't start gaming with him until in that group until my parents had moved into the house they're in now. But my brain, and our brains always do this where they just muddy up memory.
Yeah, dude.
And like if it wasn't for those fucking factual dates, you know, I would totally think like, oh yeah, we went back to when we were living over here, you know, kind of thing. But it's like, nope, that's not.
That shit drives me nuts.
Those
dude.
Memories that you have are fake.
Fake memories.
Those are fake. That comfortable memory is a fake fucking memory.
Yeah.
And it's unnerving.
Yeah, it doesn't give me happiness.
No.
And like, that's honestly like, sorry, old people, but that's like the one thing I hate about old people. They're like, oh, it was September 18th.
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember exactly.
63 and 2:30 o'clock in the afternoon.
You don't fucking remember that. You don't.
And I'm like, no fucking way,
no,
dude.
No, I don't believe you. I'm sorry. Like, I don't. And, like, when they will start telling you about some for fact about how things used to be.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't remember what happened fucking yesterday,
yeah,
dude.
Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
Another issue I have with Gen Z, or Gen X, not Gen Z. Go on, Gen Z. Rock on.
Yeah, do your thing.
Gen X. All right, so.
Is that our parents?
That's younger than our parents, but older than us. That's like 80s kids, is Gen X. So, as a 90s kid, I don't know about you. I was born like in 92.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get to claim the 90s. Because I was a baby.
Yeah,
I don't claim
there were
the
like
90s.
Two or three, maybe 3 years left of the 90s by the time I was old enough
form
to like
some memories,
start
have
a shit.
Slight understanding of my neighborhood, but I don't understand the world
I wasn't experiencing culture of the 90s as,
but
yeah.
Gen X, dude, they're all about the 80s. They're all about it. It's like, dude, you're a 90s kid. You're the Gen X. You're really the 90s kid.
Yeah,
you're
the
one that had
kids.
An actual like youth in the 90s. I was a fucking baby learning how to crawl and talk and like,
yeah,
maybe kind of forming memories, but like, that is one thing that just irks the shit out of me about like they won't let you claim a time, but they will then claim
right.
That
yeah,
time.
Like calm down. You guys weren't in the mines, okay? Mm-hmm. Like your exuberance
back
of youth wasn't
day.
Experienced until
yo,
your teens, like the rest of us.
Yeah, Fletcher, you wouldn't know about that, would you? I was like, you were born in 81.
Yeah, calm down, dude. Your parents
you
just smoked a fuckload of weed.
I was also in elementary school. Like, we were both in schooling at the same time. People that were even born in, like, the fucking 60s or 70s that act like they lived in the fucking 40s.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely have some people in my extended family that
they really like.
They'd be like, "Oh yeah, the depression.
We worked so hard, and like, yeah, we didn't have electricity, and like, you know, all this shit." And you're like,
fuck out of here.
Either A, your parents made terrible decisions, or B, you're a fucking liar. Just like,
yeah, not buying it. Yeah. Like, I feel like maybe your parents forgot to pay the bill 1 year and like your power went out for like 2 days.
2 days.
Like, calm the fuck down.
You formed a memory of like, then you got to experience what
the great
youth was.
The great chill of
62.
62. The one time we had to go to Nana's for the afternoon.
And she had an outhouse that we didn't use, but there was an outhouse
there. Was an outhouse, and they had a well water access. Real slumming it on the fucking homestead. It's so funny, dude. My recollection of well water is from a time when we were in great-grandparents' backyard. and my brother hucked a fucking crab apple at me, and I turned around and caught it right in the throat, and it collapsed my windpipe.
Why does that make you think of?
I don't know, because they didn't have a well.
But you're like, they would have, though.
They would
have. Like, if I was telling people I knew about a well, I would say it was at their house.
Say, yeah, if I were to tell a white lie during a story just for no fucking reason, it would be that they had a well.
That I do
which
know.
Is why...
I do know about pumping a well. Because...
Which is why it made me think of that. Because those two could be related
they
and you
could
would
be.
Never know.
They could be. They could be.
Which is hilarious because... Anyway, I was going to say, my aunt and uncle did have a well, and I have a very scary story, like memory from that, because I went with my uncle to shut off like the pipes that were pumping it up. And it was in the same range as a bunch of bulls, that their neighbor, because they shared a... water line. So the shutoff valve was like 40 yards into their pasture. And she raised bulls, so there were a bunch of bulls back there, and my uncle ditched me 40 yards from the fence.
Just
thought it would be funny.
That's hilarious.
And I spooked them because they started walking towards me to check me out, and like I got real scared, and so I just thought, I'll feed them so they know I'm a friend. So I just like ripped a single like blade out of the ground of like straw, still green. So it's rigid as fuck. And I'm just like trying to like extend it out as far as I can to like the nearest one. And it like, it's swaying, you know, just all kind of almost bendy, but it hasn't broke yet, you know, because I'm holding it by the very end. And then it just like hop and like goes right up his nostril. And I did not like that very much, and I blacked out, and then I was
I'm
like on the other side of
I'm
the fence.
I'm calling the biggest white lie.
No, it definitely happened. I don't remember like running. I don't think they actually chased me. I think he was just like, "What the fuck?" And, and the other bulls were like, well, "What's going on over there?" And then I just like yeeted towards the fence.
Yeah, you're like, "I'm out of here." There
but in
no
my,
danger.
I remember at like aggressively being charged by like 10 bulls,
but like probably not.
No, it's probably just me, like, pissing myself running back to
that. You were really just, like, 2 feet from the fence.
Yeah, I'm like, it was a
and
half
they
mile.
Like, they were, like, way over there, like, running around. But your little kid brain is just like...
It's honestly probably me just, like, turned around after finishing my breakfast and looking out the dining room and seeing the cows on the other side of the fence.
And just, like,
and like
making a really
that
scary...
That could happen.
Yeah, that could happen. Really spooking yourself.
I'm like, wow, core memory for myself that I just made up.
Yeah,
hell
sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, brain. Thanks for that trauma that didn't exist.
Yeah, my life is a lie.
Yeah.
My origin story is not authentic. I'm not even my own hero
None
or enemy.
None of us are authentic real people. We're all...
We're all
imposters.
Fake.
Yeah.
Especially you.
I like the idea that
I don't know.
Someone is just riding us as a trip. You know?
I hate the fucking idea that I am just the somehow temporarily aware
avatar
personification of like some other dude on acid, but like just a background guy. I'm not even the part in his peripherals. I'm just like part of the ecosystem of the experience.
Either you're just part of the feeling of the trip.
I am just the extenuation of
not
like
even a true
emotional vapors of a semi-conscious thought.
Okay, Duncan Trussell.
Yeah. Write that shit down, dude. That was good.
What are we playing next?
I don't know. This is me. I'm kind of installing. I don't fucking know.
You want to pull the fucking thing
I can't
up.
Think of...
Pull our thing up.
I'm going to be honest. I don't
pull
know if I can see that shit. Remember what happened last time.
Yeah. Godspeed.
Just kidding. I'm on God mode right now.
Can you read that?
Oh, yeah. And we're not playing it. It's The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I wonder how many times we're going to skip that.
Every time, probably. Oh, Call of Duty World at War. We didn't play that one.
No, we have not. We have talked about playing a Call of Duty game.
We have talked about it.
How are you feeling about a first-person shooter?
How am I feeling about a first-person shooter?
On the DS.
On the DS. Actually on the DS.
Yes.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, it does. You wanna pass?
No, but I wanna look what else is
okay.
Gonna give us.
Okay.
We're not playing Monster High 13 Wishes.
Man, those games are that old. I mean, that show is that old. They still have games coming out for Monster High. But I've never seen it. I just still see games come out for that. I can't read that.
Holy shit. Onto-marama? Onto-marama?
I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know. What just happened?
I got rid of it.
Oh.
I deleted it. Sudokuru. I don't know what any of this shit is.
I know. I can't read it, so you just have to like read it out to me and tell me what it is.
I do need a solution, a better option for us to have access to the internet.
Curved screens are great until you're trying to read it from the side.
Yeah.
Okay, there I can kind of see. I bet that's just Sudoku, right?
Sudokuru. I don't know. It could be like the next Orcs and Elves. Shit, I keep hitting my mic. It could be. I'm going to look it up, and if it's dumb, we're doing Call of Duty.
Okay.
Sudokuru. Oh, fuck. That sounded painful.
No big deal.
It is Sudoku. But it has a dragon on the front of it.
Sudoku.
Which is, if I'm being honest, exactly what I should have expected.
It looks, that's a really sick like cover art.
It looks so fucking dope. I'm like, ooh, I want to play
cool,
this game.
That's a cool dragon.
And yeah. You go over and it's like, Sudoku.
It's just straight up. Like,
right, yeah, okay. I'm not trying to kill time after the power went out.
Are we doing Call of Duty then?
I guess so. World of War.
World at War.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That should be fun.
That'd be a good change of pace.
We still got to rip through our movie still real quick.
We do. I got 15 minutes of it watched in the month that we had to watch it.
So you experienced it about as much as you needed to. The movie was Valley Girl,
mm-hmm.
which is what was the next one in our Nicolas Cage watch through?
Our last one was Outsiders, right? Or was it?
Yep, last one was Outsiders.
Yep.
So we've got, oh, that is our fourth one.
That is our fourth one, yeah.
So the next one is Rumblefish, but we do need to talk about
Valley
Girl.
I am curious about Valley Girl because you had told me that you thought I would like it because it was like music focused.
Yeah, the soundtrack was pretty dope.
The first two songs I heard, like the first song sucked.
Yeah.
And then the second song was pretty dope.
That's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought it's the 80s, man. I like a good 80s.
The speaking, the Valley Girl talk, it's like how the movie starts, right? It's like the girls hanging out in the bedroom.
It is.
It's either like really bad acting or really good acting.
I can't tell which, but I don't necessarily like it.
No matter what it is, I don't fucking like it.
On all sides, honestly. My biggest, you know, and I don't know. I just thought it was really interesting the comparisons between The Outsiders and Valley Girl, which, from the premise, are supposed to be two very different stories, but they felt very similar.
Right? I mean, you've got another
there's
group,
this almost gang thing going on. These guys versus those guys, and it's the Southies versus the, oh, I forgot what they were called,
the Greasers.
Oh, in
are you talking
in The Outsiders? I was thinking of the a Valley Girl because they have a name for him, and I can't remember. But it's less distinctual. Right. It's literally like the inner city kids and the rich kids.
Yeah,
that's it. And it's like, and the inner city kid, it's not like when they're actually doing stuff. Like, it's like, you know, like, ooh, walk a day in my shoes, kind of shit. They have a whole montage of that where they go on a date, and so he takes her downtown, and it's literally just them driving into L.A. And it's like, it's not grungy and disgusting. It's fucking awesome. It's downtown L.A. in the 80s. Like, and I'm just like, this is not holding up at all. It's like, they're just driving down the strip. And you're like, and they pull in and go to this, like, dope-ass side room. And it's like a hidden club. And it's fucking dope because they're letting these underage kids in.
Our life is way rougher than yours.
What are you fucking talking about? So, yeah, it doesn't really hold up, and they really don't play on it other than the girl is conflicted because
the guy is poor.
Not even, it's not even that he's poor. He's just this other group. He's just like, and they just dress differently. Like, yeah. It's literally like they look different and their music is really different, except for then they go to a concert and she's like, oh, this is so good. And they're like, she's like, or he's like, yeah, dude, we also listen to good music. And it's just literally the fact that they live over here and these guys live 20 minutes over here. And like, that's it. And it's, I just thought that was hilarious because all of the other tropes still apply. It's just the foundation of it is even less, like, more laughable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because The Outsiders, it's still like,
it's more
prevalent. You guys aren't pushing drugs or anything. Yeah. Like, you're not, like, there's no need to protect your turf. Like, granted, at the beginning, these other guys beat up Pony Boy, and that's fucked up, but like,
yeah, but no, I get what you're saying. There is no, you don't, the only reason for turf is for dealing drugs and like gang.
It's like the risks don't support the reward, aren't supported by the rewards at all. There's no rewards. Yeah, just
that is a good, scrapping for no reason. I definitely felt off about that whole book and movie. Yeah, it was,
and it's never even hinted at that, like, the older kids are doing anything like that. They're not doing muscle jobs.
No, they're going
the mafia.
They work for the fucking mechanic.
They're just they're just mechanics. Like, they just like to scrap and dropped out of school. that's it.
No one's gonna bother them.
And then
guys.
The rich kids are
those
just
are
really
neighbors.
Annoyed about these guys because they're gross. that's the whole thing. And it's like gang warfare, and it's like, no, it sounds like the rich kids were bullying the fuck out of the scrappy
poor kids,
dog yard kids.
Yeah.
And like, to be fair, leave those guys alone for one. And then they just kind of did a little turf thing and beat up their little brother.
Yeah.
And then fucking followed him into a park when they were wasted. And then like one of the kids had to kill one of the guys to protect. Like, yeah, man, that's a little extreme. Why did we need to do this?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Valley Girl is the same way, but nobody dies. it's much
little,
more lighthearted.
It's a little lighthearted. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, you still end up with a lot of this over the top, misplaced, you know, machismo.
Yeah.
Like, this felt like a lot of the characters were all played by, what's his name? He was the crazy guy in The Outsiders, the wild card, but like, clearly needed psychological help, and it was really sad because he spiraled and then died.
Matt Dillon.
It's Matt Dillon's character. I just said that. That would have been easier.
Yeah.
But either way,
Cadillac or something. No, what the fuck was his name?
It was something like, fuck, dude. Now I can't think of it either. Dell. Yeah, from Dallas. Or Dallas.
Dal. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, his character. He's just, everything is extreme and unnecessary, and like his reaction and like the crazy choices he makes you're like, well, this isn't really tracking here. He's off his rocker.
And from the little bit of Valley Girl that I watch, it is the funniest thing because
it's loud. It's boisterous.
I didn't look at the directors on it. Is a Coppola involved in this one?
It's got to be Coppola.
so there's something happening here because you have the very first one that we watched.
Yeah.
Right, where it's about all the teenagers, Crispin Glover is in it.
Yeah, dude, the best of times.
Best of times. So, that's kind of the same feeling as Valley Girl, but it's that meets Outsiders.
Yeah, it's...
And the next one that we're going to watch...
It's another kid. This is going to be
gang
the
warfare
actual, like,
is it again. And this should
hard.
Be the grittier, actual, they're grown up.
That's what I'm expecting. Because
we're going to be watching... Rumblefish. Yeah. So a movie I've always been intrigued about because I'm a big Tom Waits fan. And this is Tom Waits' kind of big...
There's a lot of cool names in this one.
...breakthrough deal. It is described from the little description that we saw. It's Outsiders.
It's an Outsiders
story. It's written by S.E. Hinton. Like,
it's the
continuation
of Outsiders. What's going on with
Outsiders.
That guy, yeah.
So for Nicolas Cage's first five films, taking out Best of Times... even Best Times, I guess
he's playing
like
a misguided, you know, youth. Yeah, in some way, shape, or form. Yeah,
if he would have just joined the military in the Best of Times, He wouldn't have any of these problems.
We would have a different lineup of movies, absolutely.
Because I am going off that this is the same character.
I have also been perceiving this as just him getting older, and we're watching him just grow up.
Yeah.
Just Nicolas Cage in these movies. Yeah. It's just him.
It's funny because he looks younger in this one than he does in...
In The Outsiders?
I was going to say in... because you don't see him in The Outsiders. We never saw him in The Outsiders.
I never...
He's in that one panning shot.
Yeah, and I never saw
him. I was going to say in Fast Times at Ridgemont
High. Fast Times.
I forgot about that one.
So man, I just have like a blurred, like, oh, that was him. in that one. So I couldn't, but I can't like, really place him. But he looks like, young in this.
He looks
like,
young in this one. Yeah. And it is. Girl. So I'm curious.
Listen, I say this as a massive Nick Cage fan. This is not just a him thing. This is some dog shit acting.
it was like,
right? Yeah. It's either that or like you said, it's actually super accurate.
It's actually super accurate to
and
what
I
people
can't,
are supposed to be like.
I can't accept that it's like because I would believe it. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Which means that I know why I hate all of these people as older people. I know. Because of who they were their whole lives, which makes me feel partially justified, but like that
really brings on the Gen X hate, doesn't it?
It really does. I'm sorry about it. Whatever.
Yeah, they've done enough hate like, themselves. So we
like, I still treat people generally, or at least try to. Yes. Like you until you fuck up with
you're
me, like you're okay.
Yeah.
But which is why I like saying inflammatory things about large groups of people. But yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I agree with you. I'm really curious about this next one. And once again, Matt Dillon is your lead role. So Matt Dillon is back.
Yeah, and I like him.
It's
and
really
he was,
funny
like,
to see this.
Dallas was
like,
a super compelling character. And I was frustrated with where it went with him just because it made no sense and I didn't understand
it.
Not,
yeah.
But like, you know, as subjective as art can be in its forms, I really like the concept of like that just being an artistic expression of him as just – being unpredictable and the tragedy of it, and it was so unnecessary and just exaggerating those qualities. Because as in the moment, watching the scenes of him devolving and like, whoa, why are you taking to the streets? Why did you kill that guy?
Yeah.
Wholly unnecessary. You weren't hurting for money. Like,
but that is, I mean, true to how a breakdown goes. Right?
It can
like,
be, right?
It
yeah.
can be, yeah.
And
I mean, you could also make it a conversation of humanity within society. Like,
oh,
you know, and like,
it's so great.
He's got that beast in him that just cannot be tamed.
Got that dog.
You got that dog that ain't built for this world, you know?
Yeah,
I think this one will be, because this is supposed to be an acclaimed film, I feel like.
It's,
at least, like,
it definitely
indie-wise.
Is coming in with some weight from my perspective.
Yeah,
so
might as well.
I am looking forward to it. I hope it's good. I still can't really quite get rid of the silent comparison to Warriors.
Not Warriors, you know, Outsiders.
No, Warriors. In terms of like what I want when I'm like, we're going to watch a gang movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're gangs in New York.
It's S.E. Hinton, though. Like,
I know. So.
And now I'm so curious about S.E. Hinton. Now that I've realized now that he has two stories that are the same thing. I want to know. There's a song called Rumble. And when they're in, and that is about, the song Rumble, it has no lyrics, but it is about these gang fights that they called Rumbles. And in Outsiders, they call it a rumble.
They do call it a
rumble.
Rumble
is happening tonight. And so that was a thing that was taking place.
Yeah, they
the
were,
song
yeah, rumbles
got
were
banned
happening.
From the fucking radio.
Oh, shit.
Because
people were rumbling.
It was rumble, and it was, you know, inciting that same kind of energy.
I love that.
And the term rumble was kind of like a curse. You know, like it was like, it wasn't something you
Yeah,
really
it wasn't something that
like.
Nice people said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. God, I hate that mentality so much. It's so stupid. Fuck off with that shit all the way. Grew
yeah,
up with
so
that shit all the time.
I'm curious, is he like, did he actually come from that gritty kind of shit? Because it also, like you said, in the stories, it just doesn't add up.
No, like, it's unnecessarily extreme. And you're like,
But I also always wondered if that wasn't because that book was kind of written for kids.
There's that, and there's also like
Hinton,
I haven't read the book.
I'm gonna correct this right now. S.E. Hinton is a woman.
Oh shit, we're canceled, bro.
We are canceled.
God damn it.
Well,
I mean, 30 plus years ain't bad.
So what does she know the fuck about it? Like, she dated a guy that was really into it, or her brothers or her dad or something were part of this fucking... I'm just so curious to how seriously hardcore was this greaser ganger lifestyle? Dude,
all I can think about now is, like, her portrayal of women. And by her portrayal, I mean, like, you know, the
in
movie's
what?
Interpretation.
In which one? And, in Outsiders?
Just in general. Because now I'm like, women aren't like a
She's
focal...
only responsible for Outsiders, though.
No, I know.
We've seen.
I know. And I haven't seen...
There's barely any women in Outsiders.
That's what I'm saying. I just think that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, because it is. She does a great job capturing, like, some boyhood shit.
Yeah, there's... Yeah, and, like, not to say that that's exclusive necessarily to boys.
Right.
Not all of it. I think. Right. I think some of it is...
But
characteristically typical,
time wise speaking, right? Like, yeah,
it's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, it is. That raises a whole bunch of other questions.
Sorry for
questions.
Misgendering.
No, I'm still, that makes me even more intrigued.
Yeah, I would agree, so, actually.
Yeah, when you don't put your first name on your fucking book, how am I supposed to know what you're
How doing? The fuck am I supposed to know? Yeah. A book about boys?
Hinton is a boy's name. It's a last name. But like, that's a boy's name.
I was like, well, I can think of about 30 boys' names that start with an H and about 3 girls' names. Henrietta.
Hillary. Heidi. Holly.
Okay.
Heather.
All right. Show off.
Harper.
Oh, Harper's a good one.
Yeah. There's a few.
Hint a fee. Huzan.
All right. We are playing Call of Duty World at War.
Yes.
We're watching
Rumblefish.
Rumblefish. Let's call it a month again. Let's just go ahead and say.
We're gonna go for a month and we're going to do our best. Yeah. Life has been
yeah,
a crazy little bastard. And just
it is what it is. We'll get them out when we get them out. You know,
well, we'll crank them out as soon as we can.
It's for us, not for you.
That's so, right. Remember that, yeah. You little bitch. You
fucking ungrateful little assholes.
Yeah, fuck you.
Love you. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
keep
listening. We actually really like it. Next time.
See you in a month.
Woo.